This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hidden Power. Ideas for free thinkers, metaphysical ideas. I don't want to overuse the word idea, but looking at things from a perspective that is not mainstream, at least according to the mainstream. Depends on what your mainstream is. In my mainstream, this is the way people think. In my circle of friends, not everybody. My family doesn't necessarily, well, my children more and more are embracing the ideas that come forth, that I put forth, and that they read about and hear about. Maybe it's because they live in Southern California and it's a little more and frankly, with a definition of open-mindedness. I feel that I am open-minded, although I have, it doesn't fit. The problem is, today, people want to buttonhole you. They want to know, are you Republican or are you Democrat? Are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Everything has to do with politics, but you know what? Everything doesn't have to do with politics. There are plenty of people, I'm sure, that are free thinkers that may have very strange or unusual political ideas. It's not one and the same. And so, and that's one of the reasons I like to focus on people and their thoughts in this way, because we do tend to try to lump people into one group. Of course, I'm a conservative. Why would you say, of course, I'm a conservative? Why would I know that looking at you? Although you can tell politically sometimes, I think, where people are coming from by the way they look. That is true. Anyway, I'm here to help you come up with new ideas or to relate to ideas that maybe you're having and you can't find simpatico. This is your place. The podcast, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, available every week. Joining us now for conversation is a lady named Susan Graw, who has been through a lot in her life. When she was a youngster, she had a near-death experience. Maybe that's where we start, Susan, because a lot of people who are thinkers in this realm have had near-death experiences, and it seems to change everything. Different ages sometimes. Yours is kind of young. What happened?
How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, good. I was locked in a freezer as a child. I was 4.5 years old, and I was in there a very long time. And I remember passing away. I was crossed over by the angelic realm. They come as we understand them, which is amazing. And I got to see some amazing things. It was quite an experience. When I came back, which is a whole nother long story how I got back, I was able to see people and know things about people. So most of what they taught me while I was there, I didn't understand. I was very frightened when I came back. But everything that they taught me at some point came to fruition. And here I am. I'm a medium.
And at what age did you consciously become aware of you being different? It wasn't at 4.5.
Probably about 8 or 9 years old, I knew I was different. At 4.5, to me, it was kind of like the boogeyman. Everyone has one. No one talks about it. And I couldn't figure out why everyone was seeing what I was seeing, and no one was talking. So even though it scared me, I still thought everyone saw it. At about 8 years old, I was saying to some friends, "Your grandma wants to play." And they said, "That's so mean. Her grandma died." I said, "I know. She's here. She wants to play house with us." And they came at me pretty hard. And I made a decision at that point, I'm different, something's wrong with me, and I need to be quiet about it.
Mm. Well, that's often the case, isn't it? You need to be quiet. If you're different, I remember as a child being told that I was emotionally unstable. because of the feelings that I had or what I expressed or what I was interested in. Never really. Actually, you know what? Since my mid-40s, I guess I've been pursuing thinking this way or trying to open my mind and understand what other people are thinking or telling me. But this is the first time you just said something that triggered some experience in my mind or my being. That goes back to when my father told me that he thought that I was unstable because I had feelings and expressed my feelings and always have as an adult I do. And I did think there was something wrong with me. And I don't now, but I did then. And that certainly has to hurt in one's personal development, don't you think? How did you develop into being if there is such a thing as a quote-unquote normal human being, your friends, the circle of people that you're with, the folks you love, is it different than anybody else you know?
It is in some ways. In other ways, it's not. I pretty much embrace anyone, unless they're attacking me, of course, which has happened throughout my journey, interestingly enough. But I think that most importantly is just accepting that people aren't exactly where they need to be on this journey.
What does that mean? Give us a little more.
Everyone has the abilities in some form, but they're not meant to use it in this life journey. Mm-hmm. So, and some of us have this ability in a larger form and are supposed to use it on this life journey. So it really depends upon what your journey that you've described to yourself prior to coming here, your contracts are really about. And those are the contracts you're going to create. And then, of course, free will steps into that.
Mm-hmm. Do you deal much with people in their past lives, Susan?
I'm sorry?
Do you deal much with people and their past lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Past lives are a very interesting belief system, and many people don't believe. My thinking was, and what I was told is, an ego will only tell you you can do it all in one lifetime because there's so much for your soul to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always believed that because of that statement that I heard when I was there. So, you know, as they taught me things, again, I didn't understand it then, but as I grew, I did. And, you know, the contracts look like this. If you're meant to be married, you'll be married. Who you marry, how long you're married, the age you are when you marry, the kind of marriage you have, that is all free will. And that's how your soul evolves. So we do have specific contracts, and then we have free will things that we do that aren't contracted at all. Maybe I'm not contracted to have a child. It's not what my soul wants to experience. Yet I may decide on this journey, you know, I think I do. I think I want to have a child. I want this experience. So we have children, even though it's not in a contract. So it's very interesting how our souls are so connected to the afterlife and are truly following a form of what they've taught us. And then, of course, our free will is part of that also.
See, I think free will becomes a convenience to explain things that are hard to explain or don't make any sense. But you just triggered something in my memory or my experience in terms of past lives and thinking about I have been in this life with someone who is me. It's she is me and I am her. And it's taken me a long time to kind of grasp that. I don't think I really have. I don't know. You know, where it all goes, but I certainly know that I've been with her in many, many past lives. I've had that come to the surface. And then, you know, then is it free will that it works in a certain way? It's frustrating because you can't really get to the heart of it. And I think the frustration is that you don't have the skill to really remember in detail what happened in the past life. So that you can actually progress. And that's what a lot of people who are frustrated by these sorts of things think, oh, well, it's just easy to pass it all off as free will. And then you don't have to do any explaining. Do you find, is there truth in that statement or those thinking?
I think there is. I think that it can be an excuse base. However, I also believe that things like meeting your twin flame or meeting someone that you've had in a previous lifetime, there's things you go back when you're there. You make decisions to do some things differently, and you come back and you do it differently, whatever that might look like. Mm-hmm. We have free will there also. And so we may be there in the afterlife and say, you know, I didn't work this out right with you. I could have done things differently. I think I need to do that again because I didn't learn enough. So we're here for knowledge and love and soul evolution. Mm-hmm. So imagine making a major mistake or a decision that it's not workable and your soul feels undone. You're going to come back and you're going to do it, and it could be with that person.
Yeah.
So free will, yes, you're making the decision, but remembering always that our free will is emotion at all times, and so is our contract work.
Mm.
So it combines. And yes, people do use it as an excuse at times, but I find it to be extraordinary when I see that it ends up working in some way to teach their soul something. Good and bad is equivalent. Even when we're in free will, we learn by both. And in fact, I think pain is our greatest motivator.
It's sad to say. Yeah, you're right. Susan Graw is here, psychic medium, master evidential medium. We're talking about mediumship in a manner of speaking. Let's be more specific about that as we continue our focus in your world, Susan. This is your hidden power. Here's a way for you to get healthy. This is something, it is free will. There's a choice here. You have a choice to gain weight. You have a choice to not exercise. You have a choice to be heavy. And then when you get there and you decide you don't like it, you have a choice to change. You have a choice to get rid of the weight, to keep it off. And as this program and all my programs really focus on natural ways to make your life better, you can imagine my excitement in learning about Calitrin, which is pretty much, to my knowledge, the only product, the only weight loss formula on the market that has no stimulants whatsoever. Special deal using the DJV code in the box, 20% off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. That's with the code DJV. Get the weight off and keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Yeah. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power. I'm Doug Steffen here with Susan Graw. Her website is susangrau.com. SusanGraw.com. We're talking about a lot of things that we do when we have conversations with people who have started life in a strange way or at some point had a tough time, and it changes their point of view and their ability to communicate changes as well. You participate with that goop thing that Gwyneth Paltrow has. How does that work? How do you fit in there?
Oh, it was wonderful. I teach metaphysics, so I taught classes, and then I did readings on platform, which is when you have a group of people and you read for them, their loved ones in the room. Being an evidential medium was really wonderful because I could just come up with evidence of whoever was there, and somebody always claimed the person, and we'd go from there. It's exciting to do mediumship. It's also very healing. We deal with grief.
It is healing.
And
yeah,
loss.
It really is, yeah. It is healing. I think that you get that from time to time. As I look at your and listen to you explain your mediumship evidentiary, the whole business, you know, a lot of people today place great reliance or they place great faith in things, let's say medicine that's evidence-based. And people ask the question, you know, what is natural, all natural stuff, there's no evidence that it works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in this case, you're saying, if I read you correctly, that the evidence that you bring forth proves to people that there are others there. And so one maybe takes a leap of faith to keep going down that street, Susan, that evidence is there, that there are other, that in the spiritual realm there are all kinds of other connections. Why do you think people resist that information so much?
Well, I think we resist anything we can't see. If it's not tangible in our hands, we say it's not there. So many times when people come into my office, they're absolutely in resistance. They sit there with their arms crossed, they're nervous, they're overwhelmed, and they don't believe, and they walk away sobbing.
I dare you to prove that you can prove what you can prove.
That's exactly right? It. Yeah. And when I'm done, I haven't had a situation yet where they've just looked at me and said, oh, I still don't think they're here. They've actually said, I cannot believe this. I can't believe this. I feel healed. They're really with me. And they're crying. And I'm talking, you know, grown men, 911 deal, you know, that deal with emergencies and tragedies and firemen. They walk out crying, sobbing sometimes because they realize they're not gone. And that's the goal. It's all about healing and helping people recognize that their loved ones are with them, around them, through them. They can speak to them. I wish they would. Acknowledgement is so important to spirit. Yes. When you acknowledge them, they come back more. They come around more because it's a lot of work to come to this vibration.
Do you practice mostly, find your best work is done in person? It would seem that the kind of things you're describing here, a better felt or experience when you're in front of you, or you can actually, a lot of people like to do things on the phone, but I never quite think that those work as well as being in person. What do you think?
In person is wonderful, but Skype, FaceTime, I don't like phone as much.
Yeah.
But
FaceTime,
I think it's
wonderful. So you can see maybe the person and get the drift of where he or she is. How many men versus women do you see in your practice?
I think it's equivalent.
Is it?
Yes.
That's
surprisingly so.
Yeah, right. That's those are the words I was coming up with. A lot of people don't think men, real men, don't do this, which is nonsense.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Well, you're not, and I'm glad to have had the opportunity to bring you on and tell some of your story. Susan Grau, again, website Susan Grau, GRAU.com. Best of luck and continued success. Thank you for being here and sharing with us, Susan.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're hitting power on the air. Lots of experiments, lots of thinking, lots of doing. It all has to do with how your mind works. And one of the people who's got one of the most interesting minds that I know of is Uri Geller, who joins us pretty much every week as we get together on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The business of Uri and where he takes his mind, how he helps people, he works in lots of ways. I think I remember when Theresa May was trying to do the Brexit stuff, you were trying to get the people who are in Parliament to do something about Brexit, and then you now, it seems, have turned your focus on Boris Johnson, who seems to be a bit flummoxed by you. What's going on?
Yeah, so Boris came to interview me a few years ago. He came to my house in Sonning on Thames when I lived in England, and I bent a spoon for him, and I read his mind, and he was flummoxed by me, as you say. But he's a believer, and just a few days ago, he sent 15 people from his cabinet there were lords and parliamentarians. So we sat here in the same coffee shop I'm sitting now, and I took them to the museum. I showed them the big giant spoon, for which I just received the Guinness World Record certificate. And we also went to the Wolfson Hospital, where they were introduced to a very dedicated heart surgeon, a children's heart surgeon called Leo Sasson. Leo saved over 4,000 lives of Arabic children, African children, Israeli children, American children. He's an amazing heart surgeon. And they introduced him to this section of Give a Heart a Child. So, you know, in Israel, medicine is extremely, extremely advanced. And these parliamentarians, who are Boris Johnson's people, were very, very impressed. And then I decided to give Boris Johnson, a spoon that belonged to Golda Meir, obviously the Prime Minister of Israel, who was an American lady, very, very famous, of course. And she actually started my career off in 1969. She was interviewed on Israeli radio, and suddenly the presenter asked her this question. He said, Prime Minister Golda Meir, can you predict the future of Israel? And she, without hesitating, she said, oh, don't ask me, ask Uri Geller. Wow, that was it. That was the beginning of my career, because until that time, I was a male model, and I did a few shows here and there, and she was in one of these shows, in a house somewhere in the general zone. And then after she mentioned my name on radio, the entrepreneurs and managers and agents started calling me to book me into huge, huge theaters. But that's how it all began. And I'm very, very positive that I will be able to convince psychically, paranormally, Boris Johnson to go for a second referendum and not to get out of the European Union, because that will be a disaster for England.
So, under the circumstances, did you try to, I remember you tried to do that with Theresa May?
Yes, I did that with Theresa May, and as you can see, I would say that part of it worked. You know, also Theresa May came to my house, and 3 years before she became the Prime Minister, I know I might sound that I'm boasting here, but I told her, I took her out to my garage, in which stood my famous spoon Cadillac, and I pointed her at Winston Churchill's spoon, and I told her to touch it. This is 3 years before she became the Prime Minister. She touched it, and I looked her in the eye, and I said to her, Theresa, you're going to be the Prime Minister of England. She laughed, she scoffed, she said, no way, what are you talking about? And I was right. So,
well, it's the thoughts are things thing, the energy that you have, and people want to deny it for whatever the reason. I don't understand why they do. Look at other examples. You've done exactly what you wanted to do with your life. You continue to do it that way by thinking and acting in a positive manner. Think about the achievements of people like Amelia Earhart, who never gave up. She was determined, even though maybe she was lost the last trip around. But look at all the firsts that she had, because she wanted to be the first woman to do a lot of these things in an airplane.
Absolutely, Doug. And this is only one example, but there are millions of examples of people who achieve their dreams. Remember, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. There's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are the architect of your own life. And if you follow those rules, you're going to make it, because whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. And I don't know whether there is even a touch of the paranormal here. Because, you know, what is paranormal? Paranormal, you're denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding the human mind is the most powerful computer in the universe, Doug. And if you drive it the right way, if you focus it into the right areas of your life, and you direct yourself to success, you will gradually achieve it. Like Amelia Earhart, like Magic Johnson, like, gosh, I mean, like Babe Ruth. I can go on and on. Gary Cooper, all those people who dreamt of children, of becoming something really super successful in any field, sports, medicine, science, politics, whatever. They are the architects of their own life, and they discovered how to activate maybe that area of your brain that is a paranormal arena in your mind. And if you know how to awaken it, Doug, then the sky is the limit. Look at yourself, look at me, and look at other people. But we'll talk about it next week. It's a fascinating subject.
Yeah, studies and what the brain can do and how it can be rewired, that's all part of this. All right, Ari, good. Thanks. Take good care. Give your give my love to all the people who are there. Look forward to seeing you when the museum opens in December. Uri Geller, website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. Check out his museum that he was referencing a few minutes ago, UriGellerMuseum.com. This is Your Hidden Power. Here's something that's hidden from a lot of people, relief from joint pain. Because you can't, you can touch it, but you can't really see it. You can't see what your knees are doing, what your ankles are doing, what your hips are doing, what your neck is doing, elbows, whatever it is. Maybe you have carpal tunnel and your wrists ache all the time. There are people all over this country who are raving about what Joint Formula 14 can do. I'll send you to achefree.live, achefree.live. Go there and just experiment. Go around. Look at what they have at achefree.live in terms of explaining how Joint Formula 14 works. Get a special 50% off deal using the DJV code at achefree.live. Get rid of the pains. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet not addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Halls of Information. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Now joining us is our psychic, the Psychic Scout website of Mary O'Malley. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation available for you at PsychicScout.com. We're talking about energy and rewiring your brain to make your life better. There are a lot of studies, Mary, that suggest that you can rework your brain, rewire it, if you will. And I wonder how much of that, you know, a lot of people have such negative stuff in their brain. And does it ever frustrate you when you have people that come to you and they want you to help them out, but they don't really want you to help them out? Is that a, right? I mean, they want to maybe feel better. They think you're a magician and you can just over the period of an hour and a half, connect and all the negative becomes positive. Everything that's wrong becomes right. That's the sort of thing that you want to sort of keep people away from thinking about it, and unless they practice all the things that you preach to them, right?
Yeah, I think people are always shocked when I say it's their thinking process, you know, the way they're viewing things, their perspective that's really causing the problem. And, you know, I don't know why they, you know, think I have a magic wand. But, and it's true for all of us. We don't even, our thoughts are, you know, have been with us for so long, and we don't realize that we're having those thoughts sometimes, you know, and we have to really look at our behavior to see what we're thinking.
All right, let's dig into that a little bit, because that's an important statement. We've had our thoughts so long, and how are thoughts strongly connected to? How do we get our fears, our angers, how do we get the things into our mind? Sometimes they stay stubbornly in our mind because if you're in denial, if it hurts so much that you'd rather avoid the connection, then what do you do?
Well, there's a number of things that you can do. Obviously, hypnotherapy is one, which I just adore. And using the art of hypnosis to create a new thought pattern, a new behavior pattern. And it's repetition over and over and over and over again until, you know, it sort of overwrites the old program that is in there. And with hypnotherapy, finding out where that thought process came from, when you made that decision that's no longer serving you today, and why, and that changes things for a lot of people too. And it's, you know, it's generally something we don't suspect, you know, but our mind has the answer to it. Our mind has the answer to everything. But
it does. Is that because we're all connected to the higher source ultimately, and that's where it all comes from? If whether you acknowledge it or you don't acknowledge it, you look around, you try to understand it. At least I think that was the biggest biggest hurdle for me, was to understand that there really is only one singular power that is above all in the universe. It's very difficult. It's almost too much, right? Isn't it? Think about how.
But if you think that we're all connected to it, you know, that's. So if you ask a question of spirit, the answer's out there. And since we're all connected, it's easier to find the answer.
How do we trust the answer? Ask a question. I did that over the weekend. I had three or four questions that I asked, and the answer came right in. And I thought to myself, as I have before, how do I know it's not me just making it up?
Well, my experience has been that the voice that comes from spirit or the wise mind has a different tone to it. It has, I feel it in a different part of my body, and my cells will kind of vibrate with truth when I get that knowledge. So you have to find out how it works for you. You have to figure out which one of those voices belongs to you and not to, you know, all the other voices in your head.
I got it. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com. Take advantage of her Monday morning musings there. This is your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The Money Pit theme. Money Pit. All right. So Tom Kreitler is here, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's heard on hundreds of radio stations. Lots of great things are online. As a matter of fact, if you went to MoneyPit.com, you'd see a story about the Money Pit being 20 years old. So I want to know, I should know this because you and I have been friends for that long.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how this all got started. We had, you and I had the same sort of advisor when you got started, and that's how you ended up on this program, I think, because I was introduced to you. But the theme, I think if it hadn't been for you and me coming together, I would have sought out somebody else to do this. Well, no, it's good information. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that's very helpful.
It's been a pleasure to be here all these years, and we're going to continue to do just that. Yeah, October 99 was when we first went syndicated on 12 stations, and now we're on 380-something or other.
I went syndicated in October of 88. That was the second one to do a national program in, that survived. And, and I was lucky to have had, I think, the first week or month or I don't know how long it was. We didn't even have, we had no affiliates. And then we got one and then you get another one. So it's funny when you look back those to that time wondering who was really listening to us. And you were, you know, you had, what'd you say, 12 affiliates when you got started?
Yeah, yeah. We were with a small syndicate. They told us we had 12, but then we were not getting questions. We were sort of questioning that.
Right.
You know, we're not getting calls.
Back in that era. That. That era.
But we had to start somewhere, and that's where we started.
Yeah. So after, what do you think, over the 20 years, what's been the most important? Well, how did you get your name, first of all?
There's an interesting story behind that. You know, we didn't start by naming the show The Money Pit. We were looking for a phone number. And my co-host at the time said, well, what about 800 Money Pit? You know, we wanted like a, you know, 800 Fix This or that kind of a good call-in number.
Right. Yeah.
So I called that, and it was some, you know, some company that had, was like insurance or sales, and it was like money plus the guy's initial. They didn't want to send the number. So I tried 888 Money Pit, which was brand new, and I got into this phone bank sounding kind of operation, and I left a message with the woman that was in charge of the phones and thinking, ah, this is going nowhere. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm on this little radio host. I'm doing this show, and, you know, I think you got a great number. I'd like to buy it from you. So she calls me back and tells me that this company, when she was hired to manage the phones, told her to get all these money numbers, like money 123, money 456, because they were in the financial products business, right?
Right. Yeah.
It turned out their business was so heavily focused in the Bible Belt that they couldn't use any of the money numbers. And I'm thinking for a minute, well, why was that? And then think about what money spells on a telephone. M-O-N is 666. So that's the sign of the devil.
That's so pretty funny.
She could not use any of the numbers, and she gave me the 888 Money Fit number. Said, no, it's all yours. You can have it.
Really?
That's and that's good. How it started. Yeah, so we got the phone number first, and then we got the show name and the trademark after that.
You got it. All right, let's find out what one of the listeners to this program named Justin has going for him. He's bought a new range, and his other kitchen appliances look a little tired. Can you paint appliances is his question.
Oh, you definitely can paint appliances, and in fact, you'll find that sometimes the paint that you can apply will last better than the original finish. What you need to do, Justin, is obviously, you know, take the appliance out if it's a if it's a refrigerator, pull it out. You want to pull all the hardware off, you know, the handles, everything that you can, that would be overlapping the finish. And you want to clean it real well. And then the type of paint is what's most important. You want to use epoxy spray paint. And they actually might call it appliance paint, but it has to be epoxy. And the reason for that is because it provides the most, the toughest finish that you can find. Now, the thing about epoxy spray paint is it takes a really long time to dry, and that's okay. I always say the longer the finish takes to dry, the tougher the finish is. And if you think about all the finishes that are out there, you know, the ones that take the longest, they really do wear very well. So, well-ventilated area, put on 2 to 3 light coats. Do not try to get it all done in one, and you will have a really durable finish. Put the handles back on when you're done, and it'll look great.
I might have thought of using Rust-Oleum or a car finish that came in a spray can because that applies, that is good to an application to metal. No? Yes? Maybe?
No, well, the thing is you could use, if you use an exterior paint like that, it's got UV inhibitors into it, so it's a different formulation. You don't need that with interior paint. The epoxy is what really works well. It's so tough, Doug, you can't chip it. You know, it's not going to scrape, it's not going to scratch, it's easy to clean. So I swear by that stuff.
You wonder why they don't paint cars with that stuff then.
Well, because it would probably fade. But in your house, it won't.
Ah, okay. Tom Kreitler, there he is with the answers to the questions. Money Pit, Home Improvement Radio Program. Listen for it. Look for it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.